It's Monday, November 26th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. One of Asiya Bibi's daughters has appeared on a video thanking God and Christians worldwide ever since her Christian mother was found innocent by the Pakistani Supreme Court of trumped-up blasphemy charges in that Muslim-majority nation, as they continue to face many uncertainties, reports the Christian Post. In a video supplied by Aid to the Church in Need, a Catholic charity, Bibi's daughter Aisham said, quote, "Thank you, everybody, for praying for my mother. I'd also like to thank the brave judges and the Pakistani justice system that recognized my mother's innocence," end quote. Bibi's husband, a sheikh, said earlier in November, quote, "Help us get out of Pakistan. We are extremely worried because our lives are in danger. We no longer have even anything to eat because we cannot leave the house to buy food. I request President Donald Trump to help us leave the country, and I request the Prime Minister of the UK to do their level best to help us, to grant us freedom," end quote. Canada, the Netherlands, and Italy are believed to be in discussions with the Pakistani government to take in Bibi's family, though there has not been confirmation yet as to where they will find asylum. Hundreds of Central American migrants staged a boisterous demonstration on the U.S.-Mexico border on Thanksgiving, screaming for President Donald Trump to let them in as U.S. soldiers and riot police put on a menacing show of force, reports Yahoo News. Trump has already deployed nearly 6,000 troops along the border, and on Thanksgiving he threatened to close the border if he thinks Mexico has lost control of it.
"If we find that it's uncontrollable, where people are going to start getting hurt, we will close entry into the country for a period of time until we can get it under control. The whole border. We're going to either have a border or we're not. And when they lose control of the border on the Mexico side, we just close the border. If they have to, they're going to use lethal force. I've given the okay. Yeah, if they have to, I hope they don't have to. But, you know, you're dealing with a minimum of 500 serious criminals. So I'm not going to let the military be taken advantage of."
At 85, liberal Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a pro-abortion advocate, is the oldest member of the Supreme Court, and this month's health scare left many wondering if she'll really serve for 5 more years, as she promised, reports TheHill.com. After President Trump nominated conservatives Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, liberals are becoming increasingly angry that Ginsburg and 80-year-old liberal Justice Stephen Breyer did not step down when former President Obama was in office. The Macy's Thanksgiving Parade has been known to be a wholesome celebration that families enjoy together every year. But this year, Disney and NBC used the parade to draw attention to its first controversial public display of homosexual relations. During a performance highlighting the Broadway musical The Prom, the show's actresses Caitlin Cunanan and Isabella McCalla were seen romantically slow dancing together and ultimately sharing a kiss to end the ensemble. The kiss is believed to be the first broadcast kiss between a lesbian couple during the Macy's celebration event witnessed by millions of American children. Josh Lamone, a cast member of The Prom, tweeted, quote, "The first LGBTQ kiss in the parade's history. We here at The Prom musical have never been so proud. Love is love," end quote. Lamone could not be more wrong. The love expressed between a husband and his wife in the marital bed is in no way equivalent to the unnatural relations which he advocates. Elizabeth Johnston, the activist mommy, wrote, quote, "Another time-honored holiday tradition just had to fall victim to cultural Marxism," end quote. And finally, John Chow, an American missionary killed by a remote tribe in India's North Sentinel Island, predicted his own death, but decided the risk was worth it to try and reach people for Jesus Christ, his diary has revealed, reports the Christian Post. In excerpts from his diary that his family shared with the Washington Post, the 26-year-old American from Washington State admits, quote, "I'm scared, watching the sunset, and it's beautiful, crying a bit, wondering if it will be the last sunset I see. Lord, is this island Satan's last stronghold where none have heard or even had the chance to hear your name?" End quote. He also asked God to forgive, quote, "any of the people on this island who try to kill me, and especially if they succeed," end quote. Chow, a graduate of Oral Roberts University and a member of All Nations, an international Christian missions training and sending organization, is believed to have been killed on the island sometime between November 16th and 18th. In my view, he's a modern-day Jim Elliot. Romans 10:14 to 15 asks, "How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? How can they hear without someone preaching to them? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, November 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.